ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வியாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் தேவாய தஸ்மை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. அக்ஷர பிரம்ம யோகோ நாம அஷ்டமோத்யாயஹ. You are seeing this 8th chapter entitled Akshara Brahma Yoga. And as I said, Sagunam Brahma and Saguna Brahma Upasanam are the topics mainly discussed here. And here, even though Saguna Brahman is discussed, Nirguna Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, the attributeless, limitless reality, being the Swarupam of Sagunam Brahma, is also made clear here. So let us read the 20th verse where we left last class.
Parastasmattu bhavonyaha avyakto vyaktat sanatanaha. பரஸ்தஸ்மாத்து பாவோன்யஹ அவ்யக்தோ வ்யக்தாத் சநாதனஹ. யஸ்ஸ சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு நஷ்யத் சுன விநஷ்யதி. யஸ்ஸ சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு நஷ்யத் சுன விநஷ்யதி.
சோ ஹியர் அவ்யக்தாத்து அவ்யக்தா, அவ்யக்தாத் அவ்யக்தா சனாதனஹ, அன்யஹ பரஹ பாவஹ. தஸ்மாத் அவ்யக்தாத் அவ்யக்தா சனாதனஹ பரஹ அன்யஹ பாவஹ. யஹ அண்ட் சஹ சர்வ சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு நஷ்யத் சு ந விநஷ்யதி. சோ இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் பகவான் டிஸ்கஸஸ் ஈஸ்வர ஸ்வரூபம். வாட் இஸ் ஈஸ்வர ஸ்வரூபம்? வாட் இஸ் த எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் த லார்ட்? எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் இஸ் தட் which is imperishable in all the perishable beings, in all the forms, names and functions, in all the living creatures, in all the forms of beings which are subject to change, in all the perishable beings which have beginning, which have an end. So perishable itself means the forms which have beginning, which undergo changes and which also have an end. In all those perishable beings, there is something which is absolutely eternal, imperishable. Imperishable implies beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, timelessness, eternity. There is imperishable. Sarveshu nashyatsu bhuteshu na vinashyati. In all the perishable forms, that which is imperishable is the Ishvara Swarupam. And what is that? That is distinct from Avyaktat Anyaha. That is distinct from Avyaktam. What is Avyaktam here? The unmanifest. So that reality, Ishvara Swarupam, is distinct from the unmanifest. And which is Sanatanaha, which is eternal. Sanatanaha means that which is always there. Sanatanaha means Sadatanaha, which is always there. There is a never a time, no place where it is not, never, no time when it is not. That which is always there, how it is, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, it is always there. The word Sanatanaha. So, Anyaha Bhavaha Sanatanaha. And this is also what? Avyaktaha. So, one Avyakta means unmanifest, which is another one way, unmanifest. But avyaktaha also means imperceptible, because manifest is perceptible, unmanifest is imperceptible. And here one avyaktaha means this reality, which is the rupa of Ishvara, is imperceptible. Why it's imperceptible? Because it is not objectifiable. Why it is not objectifiable? Because it is not an object. If it is not an object, then it is not a form. It is not, it has no form, it hasn't got a name, and it is the very swarupam of the very knower. Therefore, avyaktaha, imperceptible. And that is the Ishvara swarupam. And that is, it is, what is that imperishable swarupam? It is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is avyaktaha, imperceptible, which is distinct from the unmanifest maya, the power, and which is eternal. So Krishna actually here uses the swarupam of Ishvara being pure consciousness. So we understood Jiva swarupam being pure consciousness, we already understood from in the second chapter. And here Ishvara swarupam being consciousness is revealed in this verse. Okay. Now we'll go to the next verse.
Avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahuh paramam gatim. Avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahuh paramam gatim. Yam prapya na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Yam prapya na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahuh paramam gatim. Avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahuh paramam gatim. Yam prapya na nivartante taddhama paramam mama.
So here Bhagavan makes it very clear. Having revealed what is Ishvara Swarupam, discussed Ishvara Swarupam in the previous verse, and Bhagavan says, and that Swarupam, Ishvara Swarupam, but avyaktaha aksharaha iti uktaha. Avyaktaha aksharaha ityuktaha. Ishvara Swarupam is said to be avyaktaha, unmanifested. What does it mean? It is ever imperceptible. Never will be Ishvara Swarupam object of perception. Never will it be object of perception. The word avyaktaha literally means unmanifest, but Ishvara Swarupam also is said to be avyaktam. Ishvara is said to be avyaktaha because Ishvara is never perceptible. Bhagavan is never perceptible, never objectifiable, which means Bhagavan, every object you perceive is Ishvara only. Every object you see is Ishvara. Every object perceived through any sense organ is nothing but Ishvara. The form, color, taste, touch, everything, all fivefold objects perceptible through five sense organs are nothing but Ishvara. The whole jagat is Ishvara. But swarupam of all these innumerable countless forms perceptible through five different sense organs is absolutely imperceptible, because that swarupam is not an object at all. Avyaktaha, imperceptible. Therefore it is said to be what? Avyaktaha. This, even though literally it means unmanifested, we should understand it is imperceptible. Vyakta, perceptible, manifest is perceptible. Unmanifest is imperceptible. Therefore, it is said to be imperceptible, but because it is not Maya. It is Swarupam of Maya, is ever imperceptible. Therefore, avyaktaha. Swarupam of the I, the truth of I, the truth of every being, essential nature of the very the power is what? Avyaktaha, imperceptible. Then Aksharaha. Aksharaha means, again, already we have seen, imperishable. So Ishvara is absolutely imperceptible and also imperishable. Imperishability implies eternity. Eternity implies timelessness. Timelessness implies beginninglessness, changelessness, endlessness. Therefore, Aksharaha, absolutely timeless. And then Ityuktaha, Iti Uktaha. This is what is said to, Ishvara is said to be Avyaktaha Naksharaha. Tam Ahuhu Paramam Gatim. It is that Ishvara, it is Bhagavan who is of this nature, essential nature, is said to be the absolute end. Tam Paramam Gatim Ahuhu. Paramagatihi. See, in this chapter, what is made clear is Artha Kama Dharma Mokshaha. All, there are only four Purusharthas. We must be convinced of the fact that there is no fifth pursuit for a human being. There are only four Purusharthas, only four human pursuits. And these four also are divided into two as Shreyas and Prayas. No, Moksha is Shreyas and Artha Kama Dharmas come under one category called Prayas. And Prayas is said to be relative end. And Shreyas is said to be absolute end. What is absolute end? What is relative end? Shreyas is absolute end. Prayas is relative end. So Artha Kama Dharmas are relative ends, time-bound ends, whereas Moksha is timeless, everlasting, eternal end. Timeless end. Therefore, Moksha is the absolute end. The rest are relative ends. And here Bhagavan makes it very clear. Paramam gatim tamahuhu. Bhagavan says absolute end, ultimate goal, accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were, is the paramagatihi. Gatihi here should be taken as absolute goal, absolute end, ultimate goal. Accomplishing which that thing needs to be accomplished. Everything else becomes accomplished as it were. That is the paramagatihi, paramam. Paramagatihi, absolute end. And what is paramagatihi? Artha, kamaha, dharmaha, or what? Here, instead of saying jnanam or moksha, the word moksha is replaced by the word Bhagavan. Moksha and Bhagavan are not two different things. Paramagatihi is Bhagavan eva. So if at all we want to have, we talk highly of bhakti. What is the highest form of bhakti? I told you already. Discovering Bhagavan is the highest form, most exalted form of bhakti. And I want to know who Bhagavan is what? The desire for knowing Bhagavan is the real devotion. We have seen already Jignasa bhakti is a real devotion, a thoughtful devotion. Otherwise simply emotional involvement with Bhagavan, that's all. So here, Bhagavan makes it very clear, paramagatihi tam ahuhu. So in fact, wise people, ahuhu means people say, who say that? Who can say? The wise people, discriminate people, people, the mature individual people, and people who are profound knowledge of Shastram, they say there is no absolute, ultimate goal other than Bhagavan. Bhagavan himself is the absolute goal for us. Bhagavan himself is absolute goal means what? Bhagavan himself is mokshaha. Bhagavan himself is object of knowledge for us. What is to be known ultimately for us is the Bhagavan himself. The truth, Ishwaraha, mokshaha are synonyms here. So tam ahu paramam gatihi. And who is that Bhagavan whose swarupam is, who is avyaktaha, imperceptible, and who is also imperishable, aksharaha. Aksharaha, avyaktaha. Okay. And why do you say paramagatihi? Yam prapya na nivartante. Prapya na nivartante. Having reached that abode, that ultimate goal in terms of Bhagavan, having attained Bhagavan, prapya, having attained Bhagavan, na nivartante, people do not return. Do not return means what? They do not come back assuming a body again. Na nivartante. See, vartante are. Ni vartante, return. Na nivartante, people do not return. When do they not return? Whether you want to return, you do not want to return, you have no choice. Definitely, everyone has to return after death. Death is only a temporary holiday. We have to return choicelessly. Returning is inevitable, unavoidable. But where you will land? When you return, where will you land? In which form will you land? Which yoni you will land? Which mother's womb you will land? We do not know. Returning is inevitable, unavoidable, definite. Which part of the world you will land and with which parentage you will land, we do not know. Returning is unavoidable. But Bhagavan says, once Bhagavan, having reached Bhagavan, having attained Bhagavan, then definitely no return. There's no return, which means they attain, accomplish the eternal, everlasting moksha for good. Okay. And that is Mama Paramandhama. Krishna says, Bhagavan says here, Tad Mama Paramam Dhamma, that is my absolute abode. So having attained which people do not return at all, people attain permanent moksha, that is my absolute abode. Tad Mama Paramam Dhamma. Here the question comes, Dhamma means what? Abode. Abode means what? Abode literally all implies any location, any given locus, a place. But here, the word dhamma does not mean locus, it means swarupam. The word dhamma in this context does not mean an abode, physical location. It means the swarupam. If I say the abode of ocean is water, what does it mean? The swarupam of ocean is water. Abode of every wave is water means what? That is where the form called wave, form called ocean enjoys existence. Therefore, water is said to be the abode of the samudra rupam. Samudra rupasya swarupam jalam. The form called ocean enjoys its existence in its nature, swarupam called water. Similarly, the word Bhagavan says, Mama Dhamma, Parthad Paramam Dhamma Mama. That is my absolute abode means the whole Jagat is Ishvara and Ishvara swarupam, Jagad Rupakya Ishvarasya Dhamma is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. If that is my absolute nature, that is my absolute abode means what? That is my absolute nature. So once people attain my absolute abode, absolute nature, then they do not return. So how can you attain? Next question comes. Okay, now we understood. Bhagavan is not the word abode. Dhamma, which means abode, does not mean a location, physical location. It means the swarupam of Ishvara. How can we attain Ishvara's swarupam? How can we attain Bhagavan? We can never attain Bhagavan physically. Here, attainment of Bhagavan is in terms of knowledge only. So discovering Bhagavan's swarupam. So having discovered Bhagavan's swarupam, then they do not return. That's what Bhagavan means in second line. Having discovered Bhagavan Swarupam, they do not return. Even they do not have Punarjanma. They attain moksha. They do not return means they attain moksha. So discovery of Bhagavan Swarupam is itself is attainment of moksha. Itself is freedom from bondage of samsara. That is made very clear in the second line. Discovery of Bhagavan is attainment of Bhagavan's abode, and which itself is attainment of moksha, which itself is freedom from bondage of samsara. That is made very clear. Therefore, Ishvara Swarupam. And what is the Swarupam? Aksharaha Avyaktaha. That Swarupa of Ishvara is essentially imperceptible. Bhagavan is essentially imperceptible because Bhagavan is essentially imperishable, very reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge itself. It is this pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, which is the source of knowledge and which presupposes existence, isn't it? See, existence presupposes knowledge. Knowledge presupposes the source of knowledge, which is pure knowledge or pure consciousness, which is Ishvara Swarupam, Ishvara's abode. And having attained that abode of Ishvara in terms of Swarupam, means having discovered. Attainment is not physical attainment, attaining Bhagavan. Again, do we really attain Bhagavan? No. We do only understand Bhagavan's Swarupam. You understand Bhagavan Swarupam, what happened? We discover Bhagavan Swarupam, what happens? We do not reach anywhere. We do not attain anywhere. Only all wrong notions we had that Bhagavan is far away from me. I am distant from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is distant from me, away from me. These wrong notions alone get dropped. These notions get resolved. So resolving the wrong notions we entertain that Bhagavan is far away from me, I am far away from Bhagavan, I am distant from Bhagavan, all those notions get resolved. Having those notions resolved is what, in fact, attainment of Bhagavan. Really, we can never attain Bhagavan. Physically, I mean, essentially also we cannot attain Bhagavan. Physically, we cannot attain Bhagavan because physical attainment of Bhagavan is not possible. Bhagavan is not an object. Essentially also we cannot attain Bhagavan because essentially Bhagavan is very Swarupam of every individual, every being here. Therefore, here Krishna says, Ishvara Swarupam, which was already discussed in the previous verse, Avyaktokshara ityuktaha tamahuh paramam gatim. Therefore, what should be your goal? Now, prayas or shreyas? Jnanam, Bhagavan or Jagat? Artha, Kama, Dharmas, these three relative ends stand for the universe, Jagat. And here, Bhagavan stands for Moksha. So, Mokshaha, Artha, Kama, Dharmas, four of them are divided into two as Jagat and Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Moksha is implied by the word Bhagavan, and Artha Kama Dharmas are implied by the word Jagat. Between the two, what should be our ultimate goal? Bhagavan or Jagat? No, unfortunately, other ends in terms of which constitute the word Jagat are not unnecessary. They're also necessary, they also want, but they're all relative ends. They're all only Gatayaha. Relative ends, but they're not paramagatayaha. They're not absolute ends for us. Arthakamas are for living this life. Arthakamas must be pursued in conformity with dharma. Otherwise, we cannot become mentally sharp, prepared for jnanam. Therefore, dharma is also for mental preparation. Ultimately, what is to be accomplished by living a life of dharma, pursuing arthakamas, living this life is knowledge of Bhagavan, discovering the essential nature of the whole cosmos, discovering Bhagavan as one's own Swarupam is the ultimate goal. And having attained Bhagavan in terms of the Swarupam of one's own self, and that which is the absolute nature of Bhagavan, and then people do not return, people attain moksha, people become free from samsara. So Bhagavan being the ultimate goal is made very clear how, why Bhagavan is the absolute goal. Because Bhagavan is Aksharaha Avyaktaha. Everything else in this world, Arthakama Dharmas are Kshara. They are subject to time, they are perishable ends. Artha is a perishable end. Kama is a perishable end. Even dharma, so dharma is very important end, but still dharma is also a perishable end, time bound end. And everything is what? Also vyaktaha only. All perceptible. Artha, kama, dharmas are all perceptibles and all time bound ends. Whereas, therefore they're all relative ends, not ultimate end. Once you are, how artha kama dharma you attain means again and again you have to come back. There's no moksha in accomplishing artha, accomplishing kama, accomplishing, pursuing dharma. The end is not absolute because the returning into this world cannot be avoided. In fact, the more you pursue artha kama dharma, the more you will be returning. Whereas Bhagavan is the absolute end. Paramagatihi yam prapya, and having accomplished Bhagavan in terms of knowledge, in terms of discovery, no, which is the, and we do not return. Why? Because Bhagavan, that is Bhagavan's abode. So when you reach Bhagavan in terms of knowledge, you reach Bhagavan's abode, which means you reach Bhagavan's swarupam. So having discovered Bhagavan's swarupam, then when in the wake of the discovery, knowledge of Bhagavan's swarupam, all the wrong notions you entertained all these days resolve for good. That who Bhagavan is, where Bhagavan is, how Bhagavan is away from me. All the notions and views and concepts and confusions, vagueness you entertained about Bhagavan, just resolve. Once the resolve means what? Then you see yourself, your own Swarupam being Bhagavan, you see Bhagavan being yourself. Then in that, you may understand the Swarupam and there is no bondage anymore. That is what attainment of moksha. That's why Krishna says here, yam prapya na nivartante. Having reached Bhagavan's abode, the people do not return. They do not become free from bondage of samsara. Okay. So now what is our goal of life? Bhagavan or universe? Jagat or Bhagavan? Which is, should be our ultimate goal? What is paramagatihi? No, Jagat is Gatihi, but Bhagavan is a Paramagatihi here. Purushasya parah partha bhaktya labhyastvananyaya. Purushasya parah partha bhaktya labhyastvananyaya. Yasyantas Thani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam purushasya parah partha bhaktya labhyastvananyaya. Yasyantas thani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam. Now Bhagavan is giving a clue in this verse how such a Bhagavan, such Lord, how can he be attained in terms of jnanam? How can we discover Bhagavan? How is it possible to discover Bhagavan? How can we attain Bhagavan in terms of knowledge? ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్ సహ పరహ పురుష హి సీ హౌ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దాట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ బీయింగ్ పరహ పురుష మీన్స్ ది అట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ బీయింగ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ లార్డ్ అల్టిమేట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ లార్డ్ హూస్ స్వరూపం ఈస్ రియాలిటీ హూ ఇస్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఎసెన్షియలీ ఈశ్వర ది లార్డ్ ఈస్ సెడ్ టు బి పరహ పురుష వై పరహ పురుష బికాస్ ది లార్డ్ ఈస్ ఎసెన్షియలీ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ therefore lord is said to be paraha purushah so exalted being absolute being supreme being paraha purushah who is the paraha purusha bhagavan who is bhagavan that's what we don't know we have no, do not know the all that is here is only bhagavan the whole jagat is bhagavan and what is bhagavan in the form of universe essentially jagad rupena vidyamanasya bhagavatah swarupam kim what is bhagavan swarupam now we do not know it said saha paraha purushah patta bhaktya anyaya labhyah we can discover bhagavan in bhagavan only by what ananyaya bhaktya only by constant continuous distraction free division undivided ananyaya bhaktya by constant continuous unbroken undivided devotion ananyaya bhaktya saha paraha purushah labhyah bhagavan can be attained not physically only in terms of how bhagavan can be attained we already understood very clearly physically we cannot attain bhagavan essentially also we need not attain bhagavan why because bhagavan is the essential nature of every individual being our swarupam of I itself is bhagavan bhagavan swarupam and our swarupam one and the same bhagavan is our own swarupam so you need not attain cannot attain physically you cannot attain bhagavan because bhagavan is not an object bhagavan is very swarupam therefore and but still bhagavan has to be attained how only in terms of knowledge and therefore such bhagavan how can he be attained he can be attained labhyah can be attained only by constant continuous unbroken undivided devotion which means what I want jnanam I want to know bhagavan that there must be 100% interest that must discovering bhagavan should become your ultimate goal paramagatihi that must be your absolute end the priority must be discovering bhagavan understanding bhagavan should become your priority which means in pursuing artha that there must be you should not forget ultimate goal is bhagavan in enjoying pleasures kama and pursuing kama you should not forget bhagavan is my ultimate goal even living a life of dharma I should be conscious I try my best I do all my best of all my possible efforts I do all possible efforts I try to make the best use of my will I try to make the best try to use my knowledge of right and wrong I try my best prayerfully worshipfully to live a life of dharma ultimately to prepare my mind for discovering bhagavan in terms of my own swarupam as my own swarupam I want to discover if that is very clear then that there is ananya bhaktihi ananya bhaktihi because nothing distracts you artha if I have bhakti for I still I am dependent on Arthakama Dharma so I have my happiness and security, and still I have Anya Bhakti. You are dependent on enjoyment of pleasures for my happiness and security, still I have Anya Bhakti. If I depend, I think living a life of dharma itself is ultimate, then still I have Anya Bhakti. If Arthakama Dharmas become my equal, also have become equal priority, have equal priority, then I have Anya Bhakti. No, Arthakama Dharmas I pursue for living this life. Arthakamas I pursue for living this life. I follow Dharma, I pursue Dharma to prepare my mind, to manage my emotions, and ultimately for Jnanam, and Bhagavan is my ultimate goal, Bhagavan is my priority, and my life itself I'm living, I'm doing all my duties, I'm socializing, I'm living, I'm doing everything I'm doing ultimately to discover Bhagavan. If that, because Bhagavan is my Paramagati, absolute end, if that conviction is there, then you have Ananya Bhakti. Ananya Bhakti, Ananya Bhakti. So Ananya Bhakti, two words. Ananya Bhakti, one word, compound word. But here Ananyaya Bhaktya, only by such devotion, Ananyaya Bhaktya alone, Bhagavan can be accomplished. Bhagavan can be attained. It means what? If my devotion, if my still, my, see, pursuing Arthakama, the understanding the limitations, understanding the usefulness is different from pursuing Artha, thinking that Artha will make me happy and secure. If I think Arthakamas will make me happy and secure, then that is Anya Bhakti is there. If I think enjoyment of pleasures will make me happy forever, then I have Anya Bhakti. If I think living a life of dharma will make me happy forever, and that is, then it is Anya Bhakti. No, I pursue Artha. Artha is important for living this life. I pursue Kama. Kama is important to live this life. But when I'm living this life itself, but I pursue Artha Kama in conformity with dharma to manage my emotions, to handle my mind. I tell you, without living a life of dharma, there's no way of handling, managing your mind. I'm managing mind. But ultimately, I'm living this life for discovering Bhagavan Swarupam as my own Swarupam, discovering Bhagavan as my own truth, myself. If that is very clear, then there is Ananya Bhakti. Only by such Ananya Bhakti, conviction of the fact that discovery of Bhagavan alone will free me from bondage, if I live my life, then that such a devotion is called Ananya Bhakti, and only by such devotion Bhagavan can be attained, not physically, not essentially, but in terms of knowledge. Bhagavan can be attained as one's own Swarupam, as one's own self, as the very truth of I. And who is that Bhagavan? He said in the next sentence. Yasya antasthani bhutani. If Bhagavan is not a form, Bhagavan is not a given, any given form. Bhagavan is absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is of the nature of formlessness and which is only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. And it is Bhagavan which is eternal, beginningless, endless, changeless, abstract reality. And because that is the reality, is Bhagavan here. Bhagavan and reality are not two different things. Therefore, it is that Bhagavan in whom yasya antasthani bhutani, all the beings enjoy their existence in Bhagavan. Yasya antasthani bhutani. Where are the beings? Where are these beings you are talking about? All elements, where are the elements? Where are the elementals? Where are the living beings? Where are the non-living things? Where are their movements? Where are their motions? Where are their actions? Where are the results of actions? Where are the experiences of all the living beings? Where are the experiences of pairs of opposites? Where is birth of beings? Where is death of beings? Where is existence of beings? Where is life of beings? Where is? Everything is in Bhagavan only. Yasya antasthani bhutani. In who antasthani, no? Yasya antasthani bhut. In whom all the beings enjoy their existence. And that, okay, is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the very reality in whom all the beings enjoy their existence. Not only that, yena idam sarvam tatam. It is Bhagavan by whom this entire cosmos is in and through pervaded. Idam sarvam yena tatam. Bhagavan is He, the Lord is the one by whom everything is in and through pervaded. Lord is the one in whom all the beings enjoy their existence, and such exalted, most exalted being, the Lord, Paraha Purushaha, that Lord is not any form, but the very Swarupam of everything, the truth of everything, essential nature of everything, absolute reality. Therefore, that reality, Bhagavan, being the very reality, cannot be accomplished, cannot be attained as an object. Physically, Bhagavan is not an object, cannot, but is essentially also, because Bhagavan is your own Swarupam, not anything other than yourself. Bhagavan being yourself, you cannot attain Bhagavan. And how can you attain? You can attain Bhagavan only in terms of knowledge, and to attain Bhagavan in terms of knowledge, jnanadvara jnanena Bhagavan praptavyaha, for which you need ananya bhaktihi. Ananya bhaktihi means what? I want Bhagavan, I want Bhagavan, I want Bhagavan. Bhagavan alone will free me from bondage. Discovery of my happiness and security is in discovering Bhagavan being my very Swarupam. If that fact is convinced, Bhagavan can be attained in terms of knowledge. Purushasya parah parthah bhaktya labhyastvananyaya yasyantasthani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam. So we'll go to next. So you have to remember this. Yasya antasthani bhutani. When you say all beings, all the forms, names and functions, you know, all the beings enjoy existence. Means existence presupposes knowledge. There cannot be existence without knowledge. And the knowledge presupposes what? Source of knowledge. The origin of knowledge, which is pure knowledge or pure consciousness. But where are beings now? Beings are in knowledge. Yatra. Okay. Now, so here, Krishna makes it very clear. Bhagavan is our ultimate goal. Bhagavan is our paramam lakshyam, paramaha, paramam dhyayam. Bhagavan is parama gatihi. Therefore, ultimately, what should be understood, what should be accomplished is Bhagavan. And Bhagavan alone, Bhagavan being the very reality, is not subject to time and spatial limitations. And because, so, if Bhagavan who is the ultimate goal, object to time and space, alone is of the nature of formlessness. Is anything which is subject to time and space is bound to have a given form. So that which is not subject to time and space alone can be formless. Formless here. Absolutely formless. Space relatively formless. Absolutely formless is the reality. Therefore, Bhagavan is made very clear here. All these words used to describe Bhagavan give us a clue. What is the clue that Bhagavan is actually absolutely formless. Bhagavan is of the nature of consciousness. And Bhagavan is actually distinct from the manifest matter in the form of universe. And Bhagavan is distinct from the unmanifest matter in terms of Maya. Unmanifest matter, Maya. Manifest matter, universe. Okay? And Bhagavan is distinct from this matter, even though Bhagavan is, this matter is not distinguishable from Bhagavan. The truth. It's like saying whether the wave is non-separate from water, stillness is non-separate from water. Stillness of water and disturbed stillness in terms of wave, non-separate from water. Similarly, the unmanifest matter, otherwise called Maya, and manifest matter is otherwise called universe, is what now Bhagavan is, the very truth which is distinct from this matter, but not distant. And is this, that's why we say the Jagat is Ishvara Shakti, manifest power, and the unmanifest power is Maya, which is nothing but Bhagavan's Shakti. Bhagavat Shakti is Maya, Bhagavat Shakti is the world. Therefore, but Bhagavan is definitely distinct from this manifest or unmanifest matter in the form of Maya or universe. Bhagavan is not the Shakti, but there's no Shakti other than Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan is the source of all power. But Bhagavan is not the power. Okay, be careful. Bhagavan is not the power. Bhagavan is not energy. Bhagavan is this absolute source of all power. Because it is illogical to say that Bhagavan is energy. It is improper to say. Because any energy in any form is subject to change. Subject to undergo change. Energy in any form subject to undergo change. Therefore, all forms of powers are actually subject to change. It can be energy in any form. Energy in any form subject to change. Therefore, Bhagavan is not the energy. Bhagavan is the source of absolute energy. All energy. Source of all energy. But Bhagavan is free from energy. Because Shaktihi, when you say it is subject to change, it is convertible. It's not subject to law of interconvertibility. Whereas Bhagavan is not any Shakti, but all Shakti is Bhagavan. Therefore, the unmanifest power of Bhagavan, Bhagavat Shakti, is called Maya. The manifest power of Bhagavan is called Jagat. Okay, Bhagavat Shakti manifest is Bhagavataha Vyakta Shaktihi Jagat, Bhagavataha Vyakta Shaktihi Maya. And Bhagavan is distinct from unmanifest and manifest power. Distinct. Okay, that must be very clear. We're not distant. Therefore, Bhagavan is not matter, nor Maya, nor Jagat, but everything is Bhagavan. Therefore, what is Bhagavan Swarupam then? the beginningless, endless, changeless, eternal, timeless consciousness is Bhagavat Swarupam, which is distinct from the material world of objects. Therefore, Bhagavan is of the nature of limitlessness. And it is this Bhagavan, our ultimate goal, Paramagatihi. Why? Only in discovering Bhagavan, our notions, wrong notions get dropped, that Bhagavan cannot be, need not be attained. Discovering, our moksha is in discovering Bhagavan. This is the subject matter. This is what is the information we gather from verses, in 7 verses, from the 15th to the 22nd. Okay, I've covered. Now we move on to the 23rd verse. Yatra kale tvanavrittim, yatra kale tvanavrittim, avrittim chaiva yoginah, avrittim chaiva yoginah, prayatayantitam kalam, Vakshyami Bharatarshabha, Yatra Kale Tvanavrittim, Avrittim Chaiva Yoginah, Prayatayantitam Kalam, Vakshyami Bharatarshabha, Yatra Kale Tvanavrittim, Avrittim Tim chaiva yoginah prayatayantitam kalam vakshami bharatarshabha. Now Krishna so Bhagavan himself made very clear in previous verses that we have these twofold ends in terms of Bhagavan and Jagat. Moksha is implied by the term Bhagavan, and Jagat, Artha, Kama, Dharmas are implied by the term Jagat. Implied here. So there Bhagavan made very clear, and our ultimate Artha, Jagat, Artha, Kama, Dharmas in terms of Jagat must be our relative ends. Pursued for living this life, and Bhagavan should become our absolute goal, and how Bhagavan can be accomplished by Ananya Bhaktihi, etc., was discussed in previous verses. But now, here onwards, in 23rd verse, here onwards, Bhagavan is going to discuss the twofold paths. Twofold paths. When you say twofold paths, definitely it implies the twofold ends also. Twofold roads leading to twofold destinations. Two different destinations. The two different destinations, and which can be attained by going through two different paths. And Bhagavan is discussing those two destinations and the paths leading to those two destinations. What are they? Let us see here. Yatra kale tvanavrittim, avrittim chaiva yoginah, prayata yantitam kalam, Vakshyami Bharatarshabha. He Bharata, Bharata Kule Rishabha. Bharata Rishabha, Bharatarshabha. So even though you know very well the word Rishabha means bull, Krishna is all the time addressing Arjuna as, hey Bharatarshaba, Bharatarshaba, hey bull, actually not a bull, okay, exalted among of all the people of Bharata dynasty, Bharata Kulam. So exalted among the Bharatas, hey Arjuna, hey Bharatarshaba, he says, Vakshyami, I shall speak, I'm going to speak about what? Speak about the twofold paths. And what are twofold paths? Ye yatra kale tu anavrittim avrittim chaiva yoginaha. The two paths, two roads, not physically as we think these roads, two margas, going by which path, by going by which marga, the yogis attain, yoginaha yanti. Prayataha, yatra prayataha. So going by which path? Are leaving the physical body, departing from here, going by which path the yogis attain, yogi means meditators attain the world. What is that world here? Avrittim anavrittim. The world of returning and the non-returning. The world of return, world from where they have to return, there's a world from where they need not return. Which means that Bhagavan is talking about twofold destinations. If you reach one destination, you have to come back. You have to go, you can't stay longer forever, permanently, you have to come back. That is called avrittihi. Avrittihi means returning. Avrittihi also means repetition. If you go somewhere, you have to return. It's called avrittihi. The world is the world from where reaching which we have to return. The world reaching which we have to return is mentioned by the word in this verse, avrittihi. And there is a world which is another destination, reaching which is physically, okay, it is not, it is reaching really. Reaching which you need not return. They can attain permanent moksha there. That is mentioned by another word, anavrittihi. Avrittihi, anavrittihi are two words mentioned in this verse here, meaning the world reaching which we have to return is called avrittihi. The world reaching which we need not return, we can attain moksha. It is mentioned by the word anavrittihi. Two different destinations. And who attain these two destinations? The world reaching which we have to return, the world reaching which we need not return, is avrittihi, anavrittihi, isn't it? Who reach here? Yoginaha yanti. Yoginaha. The word yogi, yoginaha means people who live disciplined meditative life. No, saguna brahma upasakaha. People who live a life of meditation. They're called yoginaha. And such people, well, for them also, when the paradha gets exhausted, they also leave physical body. So meditator, ajnani, jnani, anybody has to leave this physical body once the physical paradha gets exhausted. Paradha is over. So yoginaha also they leave. But these people who are seriously involved in the discipline of practicing meditation upon Bhagavan, those people, when they depart, they physical body gets disintegrated here itself. The sukshma, the mind which leaves the physical body, is said to be traveling. The mind is traveling. Mind travels. And where, and they all imperceptible, subtle. It's all imperceptible, subtle. You can't see like how you see your own roads in front of your house. It's not such roads here. It is very subtle, imperceptible. And therefore, because subtle body itself is imperceptible, mind is imperceptible. We can never interact with the mind if it doesn't have body. Okay, the mind which has departed the physical body will be non-functional. It's alive, it is conscious, but non-functional. And then, therefore, it is non-interactable. The mind cannot interact with the world, nor can the world interact with the mind, because it needs the it needs instruments of interaction. The instruments of interaction in terms of sense organs, organs of actions, can be functional only if it has a proper goal, like a physical abode of enjoyment. Without physical body, they cannot interact. Therefore, here, this mind, we know very well death is nothing but paramdha gets exhausted, the mind departs the physical body. Departure of mind from the physical body is said to be the death of the physical body. Body becomes dead and body gets disintegrated also. That is a different thing. But along with the mind, the subtle powers and pranas, all 15 aspects also travel. So this is called sukshma travels. And the sukshma of these meditators, you know, prayataha yanti. You know, prayataha means people who have departed. Prayataha yoginaha. The meditators, when they depart this physical body, they leave this physical body, they reach these, either of these two worlds. Some of them reach avritti, the world from where they have to return. They reach that world mentioned by the word avritti. And some meditators reach the world from where they need not return. That's called anavritti. And who are the yogis, who are the meditators who reach the world mentioned by the word avritti? Who are the meditators who reach the world anavritti? No, how to understand that? How can we know that? Of course, we do not know which loka they go to and how those two worlds look, etc. It's completely non-verifiable. We have to take it really seriously. Understand this carefully. Okay. Yatra kale tu anavrittim avrittim chaiva yoginaha prayataha yanti. So, it is determined by the time when they leave the physical body. So, we cannot promise, we cannot know which loka they reach. Do they reach the world from where they return, or do they reach the world from where they return? We do not know. Krishna says here, Arjuna, I shall tell you the time, the particular time. In which period, if they depart, depending upon the period of time they leave the physical body, depending upon the period of time the meditators leave the physical body, we can understand which loka they go to. Krishna says that. I mean, he's going to say in the following verses, oh, which time should people die to go to? Anavritti lokaha. Which time people should depart to go to avritti lokaha? Okay. All the people leave only in the same time. Meditators. Okay. You people lived a very clean, highly disciplined life of meditation, always thinking of Bhagavan, and such people alone, they must have earned abundance of punyam. And to travel through these paths to go to these two different lokas. So which time is going to be seen in the next verse. Okay. Yatra kale அனாவிருத்திம் ஆவிருத்திஞ்சைவ யோகினஹ பிரயாத்தாக யோகினஹ யாந்தி தம் காலம் வக்ஷாமி. அர்ஜுனா, ஐ ஷல் டெல் யூ தட் பீரியட் ஆஃப் டைம் டியூரிங் விச் டிபார்ட்டிங் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி மெடிடேட்டர்ஸ் கோ டு திஸ் டூ டிஃபரண்ட் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். As I said, Bhagavan is going to talk about this, you know, not only two different destinations, the two different paths and the two different time of departure. Two different time of departure and two different paths, two different journeys and two different destinations for meditators. There again some difference in their punyam. the degree of amount of punyam they have must have, there must be difference. Both have punyam to go to higher lokas. But again, the one who has more punyam goes to the world from where he doesn't need to return. One who goes to higher loka enjoys the higher, greater pleasures, but still has to come back because his punyam is relatively less than the other person's punyam. And that then the very departure itself happens in such a way that he goes to such loka. Okay. We'll see the next verse.
Agnir Jyotirah Shuklah. Agnir Jyotirah Shuklah. அக்னிர் ஜோதிரஹ சுக்லஹ ஷண்மாசா உத்தராயணம் தத்ர பிரயாதா கச்சந்தி தத்ர பிரயாதா கச்சந்தி ப்ரஹ்ம விதோ ஜனாஹ.
So here I want to tell you one more thing. The உத்தராயணம் and தக்ஷிணாயணம் விச புண்ணிய காலஹ. உத்தராயண புண்ணிய காலஹ, தக்ஷிணாயண புண்ணிய காலஹ. There is no apunya kala at all. Okay. Punya kala only. We only talk about punya kala. Dakshinayana punya kala, uttarayana punya kala we have. So which period of time is called uttarayana punya kala and which period of time is called dakshinayana punya kala? Departing in which time people go to these two different worlds. World of returning and world of non-returning. The two paths are also said to be Shukla Gatihi and Krishna Gatihi. Krishna Gatihi, Krishna, word Krishna also means dark. So dark path or lunar path is called Krishna Gatihi. Solar path or bright path is called Shukla Gatihi. Shukla means white. Krishna means black. So bright path is called Shukla Gatihi. Dark path is called Krishna Gatihi. Lunar path is called Krishna Gatihi. Solar path is called Shukla Gatihi. So solar path leads to Surya Lokaha. Lunar path leads to Chandra Lokaha. Shukla Gatihi and Krishna Gatihi. Just the Loka is called, not the planet, moon and sun. Okay, the Loka is called that way. And here, let us see here.
Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasavut உத்தராயணம் தத்ர பிரயாதா கச்சந்தி பிரம்மவிதோ ஜனாஹ.
So here, Shanmasaha Uttarayanam. And Prayataha Gacchanti Brahma. So Brahma Vidaha Janaha. Brahma Vidaha Janaha. Prayataha. Prayataha. பிரம்மவிதா ஜனாஹ பிரம்ம கச்சந்தி. லுக் அட் திஸ். பிரயாதாஹ பிரம்மவிதா ஜனாஹ பிரயாதாஹ பிரம்ம கச்சந்தி. சோ கச்சந்தி, யூ நோ வெரி வெல், அட்டைன். அட்டைன் வாட்? பிரம்ம. தி அட்டைன் பிரம்ம. அட்டைன் பிரம்ம மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர்? சகுணம் பிரம்ம, ஈஸ்வரா. We understand the word Brahma in this context means Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means Ishvara. So they attain Ishvaraha. They attain the Lord, attain Bhagavan. They attain Sagunam Brahma. They attain Bhagavan means they attain Sagunam Brahma. They attain Saguna Ishvaraha. Who attain Saguna Ishvaraha? Prayataha. Not people who are sitting with this physical body. People who have departed. People who have departed. And they attain. Prayataha. See, prayataha means the one who has departed from the physical body is said to be prayataha. And leaving the physical body, going somewhere is called prayanam. Prayanam means journey. Prayanam is a noun. Journey. Departing from one place to place and going to another place is called journey, prayanam. We also use in day-to-day conversation prayanam. How was your prayanam? How was your journey? We ask. In Sanskritam, simply yanam means going, but prayanam means prakrashena yanam. It's a special journey. Why? Usually we travel with the physical body. Our journey is within the world is with the physical body. Only journey is possible. But this journey is different. You know why? Physical body you leave here. And you, only subtle body leaves. Mind goes, travels without the physical body. Subtle body's journey without the physical body is called what? Prayanam. That's the journey after the fall of the body. It's called prayanam. So prayataha means those people who are departed from the physical body, they go. They also go. The sukshmas go. Where do they go? Gacchanti Brahma. They attain Brahma. Gacchanti can be taken as what? Attain. So those people, departed jivas, departed individual minds, attain Brahma. Sagunam Brahma Ishvara. And who, anybody departed can go to Brahma? No. It is made very clear. Brahma Vidaha Janaha. Brahma Vidaha means what? We be very, very careful. The word Brahma with means knower of Brahman, reality. Brahma Vidaha means the knowers of reality. But in this context, please underline and note it down. In 8th chapter, in this verse, Brahma Vidaha means meditators upon Brahman. The Saguna Brahma Upasakaha. People who meditate upon Sagunam Brahma are said to be Brahma Vidaha Janaha. Okay. Be very careful. Brahma Vidaha literally means knowers of Brahman. But in this context, in this particular chapter, Brahma Vidaha means people who meditate upon Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha are said to be Brahma Vidaha. The word Vidya also means meditation. Vidya means knowledge. The most well-known meaning of the word Vidya is knowledge. But the word Vidya also means Upasanam. Therefore, Brahmavid means knower of Brahman, but here the meditator upon Brahman. Brahmavidaha, plural word. People who meditate upon Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha are called Brahmavidaha. So, Brahmavidaha Janaha, ordinary people cannot go to attain. Ordinary people cannot attain Sagunam Brahma. People who live a disciplined life of meditation, whole life, and they are meditators. People meditate upon Sagunam Brahma throughout their life. Adu having Bhagavan as their ultimate goal, and who have not yet attained Bhagavad Swarupa Jnanam, but they have been living a meditative life, meditating upon Sagunam Brahma, not Nirguna Brahma Upasakaha. Sagunam Brahma Upasakaha are known as Brahmavidaha. And they attain Sagunam Brahma Upasakaha Janaha Prayataha Brahma Gacchanti. People who meditate upon Sagunam Brahma attain Sagunam Brahma Ishwara. So whatever you meditate upon, you attain that. That is this, no? Yad bhavaha tad bhavati. The whole life they live meditating upon Sagunam Brahma Ishwara. So when they die, what happens to them? They leave the physical body, they go to Brahma. They attain Brahma. But how do they attain? No, that is said in the first line. So the Sagunam Brahma Upasakaha attain what ultimately? Do they attain jnanam here? No. Do they attain moksha here? No. Do they attain sadhadhyo mukti? No. Do they attain jivan mukti? No. They are still ignorant? Yes. But what do they have? Lot of punyam. How do they have earned punyam? How have they earned punyam? How did they have punyam? Because they have entertained only thoughts pertaining to Bhagavan. They only lived a life of meditation. All the time for them, Bhagavan was in their mind. They did not understand Bhagavat Swarupam. They did not know, whether not contemplative upon Swarupam, but they were meditating upon Ishvara all the time. The whole life, they lived a life of meditation. Saguna Brahma, Ishvara. Therefore, they attain Brahma after they leave the physical body. And how do they attain? That is said here. They travel through Shukla Gatihi. When they leave, they travel through Shukla Gatihi. That elaborately mentioned here, just the word Shuklaha is mentioned. Shuklaha means they travel through Shukla Gatihi. Bright path. And when do they leave? That is, when do they leave? Uttarayana Punyakala. Shanmasaha Uttarayana. What is Uttarayana Punyakalam? I'll explain to you all those things. And 6 months, 6 months of the year form the Uttarayana Punyakalaha. 6 months of the year form the Dakshinayana Punyakalaha. Okay? We'll see that. Now here, they'll depart in Uttarayana Punyakala. They travel through bright Shuklagatihi. And then when they travel also, we talk about Agnihi Jyotihi Ahaha. What are the Agnihi Jyotihi Ahaha? Look at this. Agnihi literally means fire. Jyotihi means light, flame, brilliance and flame. Ahaha means day. And Shuklaha means Shukla Pakshaha, bright fortnight. Shuklaha means bright fortnight. Bright path is also mentioned by the word Shuk, as you mentioned as Shukla Gatihi. And Shuklaha also here means what? Shuklaha actually means Shukla Pakshaha. Pakshaha means fortnight. So Agnihi, fire. Jyotihi, flame, the brilliance. Ahaha, day. And Shuklaha, bright fortnight. Shanmasa Uttarayanam. Shanmasaha, 6 months. Uttarayanam. 6 months which form the Uttarayana Punyakala. What is Uttarayana Punyakalam? Uttaram means north. Northern direction is called Uttaram. Uttara Disha. Uttara Dik. Now, Ayanam means going. Ayanam means going, moving. Uttara Ayanam means sun's movement towards the northern direction. Sun's movement toward the northern direction, the northern course is called Uttarayanam. So Agnihi, Jyotihi, Ahaha, Shuklaha, Uttarayanam, 6 months, the period of 6 months during which sun moves towards the northern direction. Sun is a northern course. And it is said, and each and everything here is said to be a devata. Agnihi is given the status of being a devata. Jyotihi is also said to be a devata. Day is itself is looked upon as a devata. Shuklaha, the bright fortnight, is looked upon as devata. This Uttarayana Punyakala is said to be the devata. My God, what is everything is devata? It is said, this bright path, Shukla Gatihi, otherwise called the solar path, is presided over by these devatas. Who are the devatas? Fire, Agnihi, Jyotihi, Ahaha, Shuklaha, Shanmasaha, Uttarayana Punyakala, all of them are said, Uttarayana Punyakala is said to be a time, 6 months, the period of 6 months of time when sun moves toward northern direction is looked upon as a devata. The bright fortnight is looked upon as devata. Ahaha day is looked upon as devata. Fire is looked upon as devata. The jyoti is looked upon as devata. What is devata? And we say Shukla Gati is presided over by all these devatas. I have to explain to you a lot. I'm making you understand gradually. So, the people, at least for second, must be very clear for you. Why all of them are said to be devatas? I explained to you next class. There's no time today. But understand one thing. Brahma vidaha janaha prayataha brahma gacchanti. So people who live a life of meditation, meditating upon Saguna Brahma, when the paradha gets exhausted, when they leave the physical body, then that subtle body travels and the subtle bodies with the minds, no? Those people, they reach, they attain Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. They do not attain moksha, not attain jnanam, they reach, attain Sagunam Brahma. And for which there's a path, how do they leave? They travel through bright fortnight. They travel through Shukla Gatihi. Okay. And all of them are said to be devatas. What does it mean? I had to explain to you. Okay, the second line I've explained. First line I'll explain to you in next class. Why are they said to be devatas? This is something very interesting. Okay. Why are they said to be devatas? And what happens, etc. We'll see in the next class. Any questions? See, in which other culture, that just the time, the period of 6 months when sun travels to northern direction is looked upon as the devata. The time is devata. And the bright fortnight, 15 days, the 14 days after Amavasya until Purnima, we have is what? Bright Vashukla Pakshaha. That period is called, looked upon as Devata. 6 months time is looked upon as Devata. This bright fortnight is looked upon as Devata. The fire itself is looked upon as Devata. Jyoti is looked upon, the brilliance, the flame is looked upon as Devata. And the day, even every day, Dina Devata, Ahaha, daytime, Ahaha Ratrihi. Dinam consists of two aspects, Ahaha and Ratrihi. Day and night. Daytime of the day is looked upon as Devata. So all these devatas preside over the bright path and through which these meditators leave and attain Brahma. Literal meaning of the verse I have said, I wait to explain this verse. I'll explain this verse next week. I want to introduce the verse today. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.